This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. A new report says the medical care provided in Illinois prisons is so bad that people are dying. But the private company that provides that care has just been given a $4 billion contract by the state. The report is from an independent monitor as part of a long-running federal lawsuit over prisoner medical care. Harold Hirschman is an attorney for Illinois inmates.
How many years have we been at this and we're not making any progress? People are still dying unnecessarily. There aren't enough doctors. It's like the Keystone Cops are running the health system.
Those so-called Keystone Cops just won a 10-year, $4 billion contract from the state. A correction spokesperson says Wexford Health Sources submitted the best bid, and they're negotiating with the company to improve medical care. Progressive lawmakers and activists are trying to make Illinois the eighth state to eliminate subminimum wage for tipped workers. Lawmakers expect to introduce a measure this week that requires employers to pay tipped employees the full minimum wage. Right now, tipped workers make $8.40 an hour. State Senator Lakeisha Collins says this could help some of the state's most vulnerable people.
This industry is dominated by women. And if we want to truly invest in women, and we are truly for women, then you gotta pay them what the hell you owe them.
The Illinois Restaurant Association is opposed, saying those who rely on tips end up averaging $28 an hour. They also say this idea would force business owners to lay people off and raise costs. Chicago passed its own ordinance last year that phases out the tipped minimum wage by 2028. Staff at Two Little Village Charter Schools continue striking today. It's the latest clash between the Chicago Teachers Union and charter operators. For the last several years, the CTU has been pushing charter schools to improve services for English language learners and special education students. They also want to make charter schools run more like traditional schools in terms of pay and work rules. The union accused charter leaders at Instituto del Progreso Latino of dragging their feet in negotiations and refusing to meet their demands. But Instituto's leaders say that in the days leading up to the strike, they gave in to the union's demands on pay and benefits. They say they're committed to bilingual and special education. Instituto's two high schools serve about 660 students. The American Red Cross continues to face an emergency blood shortage. Hospitals around the country are in urgent need of donations as the number of donors keeps declining. Recent winter weather conditions also led to canceling numerous blood drives. Connie Esparza is with the American Red Cross. She encourages anyone eligible to find a drive and donate.
I think a very interesting fact is that in the United States, 62% of us are eligible to donate, but only 3 of us actually do. So we've got a long way to go, and we encourage everybody to roll up that sleeve and help save lives.
You can visit redcrossblood.org for information on how to find blood drives. A couple more things you should know today. Planned Parenthood officials from Illinois and Missouri say abortion providers and patients are facing a spike in harassment. That's despite Illinois' status as a safe haven for the procedure. The National Abortion Federation found a significant increase in the number of burglaries, assaults, and bomb threats against clinics since the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Abortion advocates met with lawmakers to discuss legislation to address the issue. A progressive group will be allowed to march right up to the United Center during this summer's Democratic National Convention because Chicago officials failed to meet their own deadline. The Sun-Times reports an administrative judge's ruling will force the city to grant the protest permit to the Poor People's Army. Officials did not respond to the application within 10 days. Last month, the Johnson administration denied the protest routes of 3 groups. A spokesperson says the city has agreed to accept this, notwithstanding any restrictions required by federal law. Today's weather. It's unseasonably warm with the high reaching the upper 40s today. Cloudy skies and some patches of fog are expected this morning. Tomorrow will be even more unseasonably warm with temperatures hitting the mid-50s. Rain is expected in the afternoon. That's it for now. Later today, we want to turn you on to a Valentine's Day themed film festival at the Salt Shed.
It's not a traditional anti-Valentine's Day event, but it's a little bit deeper than your traditional lovey-dovey, you know, standard rom-com type of event.
My Rundown co-host Aaron Allen talks about crying at the Shed with festival curator Chris English, and she talks to Doug McCombs, one of the musicians in the lineup. That's today at 1 o'clock. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.